The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
America is falling away, but prophecy is falling into place. So at this time, I want to welcome all of our podcast listeners. We welcome our YouTube viewers, and we welcome our Facebook Live viewers. Again, if you're new to the broadcast, I'm Ricky Scapparo, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. If you are new to the broadcast, let us know right there in the comments section there on YouTube or on Facebook Live where you're joining us from and that you are new and listening today. So today, the backdrop of this and what we're going to be talking about is an article that we shared last week on our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. This was a new poll that was released by the Barna Group. This is a cultural research center. This industry has been doing this for years and years and years. In fact, as long as I've been saved, which is 21 years, they've been doing this. I'm not sure exactly how long they've been doing these polls and these surveys, but it's kind of like if you were to take your finger and put it on the pulse of the church, they really give you a heartbeat or the pulse of where we are as a church as a whole. So a new report was released and revealed that what Barna is describing is the most radical religious and cultural shifts of American beliefs of the past 40 years. I want to say that one more time, because that's a pretty shocking statement. A new Barna poll has revealed what they're calling the most radical religious and cultural shifts that they are seeing in American beliefs in the past 40 years. According to Barna, these upheavals are causing what they are saying is monumental changes within our nation's historical, stable religious alignments. According to this poll that they did, the American Worldview Inventory 2021, that's what they called this report that was released last Tuesday, pointed out several troubling trends that we are seeing, including consistent 30-year declines in Christianity and confidence in religion. And that's just America. So we're today, listen, if you're listening outside, and I understand that we have viewers from South Africa, from the Philippines, from all across and outside of America. But today we're just dealing with a poll with the United States of America. So just wanted to give you that heads up. Again, we're seeing a decline, one of the 30-year declines, a consistent 30-year decline of Christianity and even confidence in quote-unquote religion. In its first 200 years, according to the report, America could count on the consistency of its of people's faith, their commitments, and common views regarding morality, purpose, family, lifestyle, citizenships, and values, according to Barna. But as recent worldview research reveals, the United States of America has become one of the largest and most important mission fields in the world. Let me say that one more time. This is incredible. So for years, we here in America, in churches across the United States of America, regardless of denominations, backgrounds, faiths, beliefs, but church as a whole, we have traditionally sent out missionaries to go outside of the United States of America because we have always believed that that's the mission field. Third world countries, what the missionaries call the 1040 window, which is one of the most hostile regions that missionaries encounter. And so we've sent out missionaries for years and years and years traditionally in the church because we have always traditionally believed that that is where the most unreached group of people is. That's where the most predominant people are that don't know the gospel, have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's where we need to send them. But the winds of change have come to America. And in the past 30 years, again, according to Barna Research, and listen, they're not the only group, guys, that is revealing this. Other groups are revealing this. That if you listen to church leaders who have an ear to what the Holy Spirit is speaking, and they know the Word of God, and they get up and they deal, even the watchmen who deal with where the church is going as a whole, they're echoing this. They're confirming what is being said here. And now we don't need to send missionaries overseas anymore to reach the unreachable, or reach the lost, or reach the declining, or reach the prodigals. We can go right here in our backyard in America, because there is a major cultural shift of people that are turning from the gospel, declining from the gospel, falling away from the gospel, even in the church. Let me read some of this. According to Barna, they gave four key spiritual indicators that have drastically decreased or declined in the last 30 years. Let me read some of this. In 1991, 86% of U.S. adults that were surveyed held a biblical view of God. Again, that was in 1991. But now in 2021, only 46% hold a biblical view of God. That is almost a direct 50% decline. Belief in the Bible as the, quote, accurate word of God fell from 70% in 1991 to now 41% in 2021. Again, only 41% surveyed believe that the Bible is accurate, that is Holy Spirit inspired, as men of God who were inspired by the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. Today on our Facebook page at End Time Headlines, I shared one example of what we're seeing in the church today, where an individual commented on one of the last podcasts we did. It was under, we posted this on YouTube, and in the comments section below, they even commented, and they are a professed believer. And I know you can't see this on podcast, but I'm doing the air quotations, professed believer, who in their comment and in their comments said that they believe the Apostle Paul taught what they deemed to be heretical, heresy, and lunacy. So again, now if you believe that, I'll remind you the Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament of the Bible. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for correction, for rebuke, for edification, for exhortation. But this is where we are, guys, in today in the church, and not just in the world. Again, in the world, we have its own issues, but I'm talking about in the church here. 41% today believe the accuracy of the Word of God. And the percentage of Americans who believe that, that they will go to heaven because they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior fell from 36%, only 36% in 1991 to 30% in 2021. So that percentage is declining. Meanwhile, according to the survey, the number of Muslims in the United States has increased from less than one half of 1%. Again, less than one half of 1% in 1991 to almost 3% today in the United States of America. About 5% of American adults now identify with Eastern religions such as Buddhism and Hinduism. Let me say that again. 5% of American adults that were surveyed identify with Eastern religions such as Buddhism and Hinduism, which topped the list, which is double the number 10 years ago. The well-documented rise of the nuns, that's N-O-N-E-S, not nuns, N-U-N-S. The rise of the nuns, which means that they don't identify with any religion. This number that is impacting the Hispanic Americans, which is a group that has been largely Catholic. During the past three decades, the percentage of Hispanic adults in the U.S. who identify as Catholics has declined from 59% to 28%. Meanwhile, 31% of U.S. Hispanics now identify as don'ts. In other words, say they don't know, they don't care, or they don't believe that God exists, compared to just 3% in 1991. Again, that is 31%. There was 3% in 1991. That has exponentially risen to 31%. With fewer U.S. adults holding to traditional Christian beliefs, interest in reincarnation, which is not biblical, that is not taught in the New Testament, not taught by the early church, and not taught by Jesus. Now, if you want to define reincarnation as in we will get a resurrected body, then that is biblical. But if you're identifying reincarnation as the Eastern religions believe, that you will die here and can come back as a cow or come back as a beaver or come back as an insect or come back as a wasp, that is not biblical. It was never taught in the early church nor in the New Testament of the church. But listen to this. This belief in self-proclaimed Christians, especially millennials, are now embracing this concept more than ever. In fact, more than one-third or 36% of self-identified Christians say they believe in reincarnation as a real possibility for them. Guys, what is going on? We're going to answer that in a minute. Another finding is plummeting level of confidence in religion as a whole. Only 40% of U.S. adults surveyed say they now have high confidence in religion itself, compared to two-thirds of U.S. adults in the 1970s. Almost half of the United States, or at least those that were surveyed, Americans, say they have any confidence whatsoever in religion itself. According to Barna, he made personal comments on this, his own opinions. And he said, these trends identify the abundance of what we call a need of close to home mission opportunities. In other words, what he's saying is, again, the days of having to fly on a plane, get on a boat, drive hundreds of miles to reach people outside of the United States of America are over, because you can simply get in your car and go down to your local department store, go to your local grocery store, go to your local retail store, go to a restaurant, and there's a vast missionary field right before you. Here's what Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 4, verses 34 through 35. He said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. I want to say that to everybody listening today that are watching today. Look up, lift up your eyes and look at the harvest field. My goodness, how prophetic is this that Jesus would say, look up and lift up your eyes, implying that people are looking down. Come on, they're looking down at their phones. They're looking at TikTok all day. They're looking at Twitter all day. They're looking at Snapchat all day. They're looking at Facebook all day. They're watching YouTube all day. They're just walking around idle, moping around, just staring at a screen all day with their heads looking down. In fact, it's so bad and so prevalent that even medical professionals and doctors and specialists are warning of spinal injuries and a diagnosis. They've even called this text neck. People, there's a whole group, a whole generation that are producing what's called text neck. And it's a syndrome that's developing in their neck because they're spending so much time looking down. And Jesus said, it's time you get your head out of your screen, your head out of TikTok, your head out of Facebook. Come on, your head out of CNN or Fox News or mainstream media or all this other nonsense. Look up, lift up your heads. If you'll look around, you'll discover, come on, that the harvest is white and it is ready and it is, come on. Here's what he said in Matthew 9:37-38. He said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Who are the laborers, guys? We are the laborers, the ecclesia, the church. We are the hands, we are the feet, we are the mouth, we are his eyes, we are his body that goes into the earth, in all the earth. Behold, I send you as sheep among wolves. Be wise as serpents, be gentle as doves. Behold, I give you power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. That you may be witnesses unto me and in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Cast out devils, lay hands on the sick that they may recover, raise the dead, and come on, baptizing them. He talks about this. But guys, listen. Now, as frustrating as this sounds, and as hopeless as this sounds, and as discouraging as this sounds today, because I know there's people that are listening to this today and they're watching this today and they're saying, Brother Ricky, this is not very exhorting, this is not very edifying. But listen, my friends, if you understand prophecy, if you understand the writings of the Apostle Paul and the other apostles and the Old Testament prophets, you would understand that everything, listen, I know it looks like that the church is falling away, but I'm telling you, it is falling away. The Bible says in Thessalonians that there would be a falling away or a apostasia of the church, but things are not. Listen, I want to show you, on one hand, it looks like it's gloom and doom. It looks like it's despair. It looks like it's negativity, but let me give you the other half of the cup that's half full. Let me give you the encouraging news. As the church is falling away, things are falling into place. Because I got to show you again, if you go to the book of Romans chapter 11, the Apostle Paul talks about that there would be a fullness of the Gentiles that would come. He talks about blindness is in part until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. So again, so that there be a shift. I'm here to tell you, I know We get a lot of flack on this, but listen, I am not swayed by people's opinions. I'm not swayed by what is popular. I am not swayed by negativity or by threats or by whatever. I am moved and I am swayed by the word of God. The Apostle Paul said, if I was worried about the opinions of people or if I tried to be moved by the popularity of the people, I would not be preaching the gospel. So I said all that to say, to preference this. This is what I want to tell you. It is of my opinion that everything is happening just as God ordained it to happen and as the apostles saw it to happen. Listen, America as a whole is going blind. But this has got to happen in order to bring about the closure of the, come on, of the church age. Blind, America is going to go into full blindness. And then I believe when that fullness of the Gentiles has come and has climaxed, then what's going to happen is, come on, the gathering together, the harpazo, the rapture of the church, will take place, and then God will shift the paradigm and it will go, listen, and we will fully go into the full blown age of apostasy. And that's where we're right there now, guys. We're going into the age of apostasy, which is bringing about the fullness of the blindness of America. And then, the reason why I wanted to talk about this today, because I'm really kind of setting the stage for not this week and not next week, but 2 weeks from now, because Friday is going to be our last podcast. And then we're going to take off a whole week because my family and I are going on vacation together. We're going out of town. But while I'm gone, I'm bringing my laptop in my spare time in the evening. I'm putting my notes together, which I've already started on this. And I'm going to be doing a message that I've been working on and developing for some time now. And I've not done it. And I'm going to talk about how America could possibly be, very well could be, Mystery Babylon that's mentioned in the book of Revelation. And again, I don't have time. We cannot go into this today, but I'm setting the stage up for that. But I'm telling you, things are going to get a lot. And I know there's whole movements out there. And they preach that, you know, we're on the verge of the greatest move of God. And we're about to see this and we're about to see that. But everything I've studied in prophecy tells me the opposite. Now, I know it doesn't sound like good news, but it is good news. That's why Jesus said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, we are entering in headlong into the age of apostasy, the falling away of the church, the departure of morality, the departure of sound doctrine. Paul said that perilous times would come. Men would know. He said that there would come a time when they would have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power. He's talking about they'll deny the power of the Holy Spirit. They'll deny scripture. He talks about that scoffers would come in the last days, denying the promise of the coming of the Lord. All these things are falling into place. So guys, here's the good news. The good news is, number one, he said this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. Number two, good news is you don't have to get on an airplane and go over to Africa. You don't have to go to Haiti to reach people that are lost. You can go right in your own backyard, in your neighborhood, at your workplace, at your local Walmart, your local grocery store, your local retail center, your local hardware store. You can go knock door to door and you'll find a whole lot of people that identify with what Barna is talking about here, who was surveyed, and they either don't have a relationship with God, they don't believe in God, they've been hurt by a church or hurt by religious people, and they're backslid or they're prodigal or whatever the case may be. My friends, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We got a lot of people in the church that have given up on witnessing the gospel. They don't want to reach people anymore. Why? Because I'm going to give you, listen, we could give you 12 different reasons why, but let me give you one of the greatest reasons. And it goes back to lift up your eyes, because we are so preoccupied with distractions. I'm so sick of hearing people say, well, you know, brother, I would, but I don't have time. I would, but I can't do it. I would, but I've got too much on my plate. But again, but they know every trending video on TikTok. They're always on Facebook, always on YouTube, always watching Netflix, always doing this stuff. Again, stop making this. Look up and lift up your heads, for the harvest is surely plentiful. It's surely white for harvest. It's time, and it's, we got to rise up and begin, come on, either to sow the seed or swing the sickles and start reaping in. Paul said, one sows, another waters, and God gives the increase. It's time we have some discernment, guys. I refuse to be a part of this, be a product of this poll and be a product of this survey. I refuse to be a don't or a nothing. I want to be what God's called me to be in this hour and do what God's called me to do in this hour. And I believe I'm talking to a remnant today that are watching today and they're listening today, and your heart is burning for what we're talking about today, because you understand the urgency that this gospel of the kingdom has to go out. And friends, I'm telling you, when in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when the Holy Spirit was being poured out upon them, what did he say? He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem. What did he say? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost. Listen, before we go to the uttermost, we need to reach those in our Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. I don't know what your Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria is. I know what mine is. I live in the state of Georgia. I know what my counties are. I know what my cities are. This is my Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Before I get on a plane, and listen, I'm not against missionary work, and I'm not against, I don't want to get people get the wrong idea and say, well, I heard Brother Ricky say he's against missionaries and going out to the overseas. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we probably don't have to send people overseas when we got people right here. And the truth is, guys, if we can't reach the drug addict and the homeless right here in our own city, I don't think we have any business going overseas and try to reach those people. Come on, I'm not going to get too many amens on that, but I'm telling you, it's the truth, regardless if you want to hear it or not. But listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's what that's where you're going to find us. And I want to show you an app. I want you to download this app if you get a chance. We're going to pray, but I want you to download this app. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. But if you've not got our app, you've not downloaded our free app, all you got to do is go. If you have an Android or you have an Apple phone, go to the Apple store, the Android store, type in End Time Headlines. Again, look for our official trademarked copyrighted logo. You're going to see that. Download our free app. Get it into your hands. Push yes for push notifications. You're going to get notified of all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Listen, you're going to get you're going to see our podcast there, our YouTube channels there. All that's going to be right there, and it's free at your fingertips. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if this ministry has been a blessing to you, if it's been a source of encouragement, information, and revelation, we want to always give you the opportunity to either partner with us on a monthly basis or give as the Holy Spirit leads you. And you could do that electronically or by check or money order. And again, electronically, you can do it by the app or you can do it at our main website. If you want to do it by physical, by check or money order, you can give at, again, it's End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time out today. We want to pray for you right now. And this is what I want to pray today. We always close our segments out in prayer. I want to pray for every individual. Not, and I know in the beginning we talked about Americans. We talked about the United States of America, and that's who we dealt with today. But I know I want to be, listen, we got people watching from all over the world. Here's what I want to pray. I want to pray for a Holy Ghost boldness. And I mentioned the book of Acts chapter 1. If you read in the book of Acts chapter 1, they, in the beginning of that, in context, they are speaking to Jesus and they're asking him, are you at this time going to restore Israel? And Jesus said, it's not permitted to you to know when the Father's putting those things into motion. In other words, he's not rebuking them for wanting to know the times and seasons of the coming of the Son of Man. He's talking about the rule and reign where Jesus comes back as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Come on. He which was, which is, and which is to come. That's what he's talking about. Because right now, Jesus is sitting and seated at the right hand of the Father. He came as a lowly servant. He came as the suffering Messiah. But the second time he comes, come on, Jude said he's coming out of heaven with 10,000s and thousands of his saints to execute judgment. He's coming and his eyes shall be as fire, his hair shall be as wool, and he's coming to rule with the rod of iron to set up his kingdom. But watch this. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Why? So you can be a witness. So this is what we're going to pray today. I'm going to pray for Holy Ghost fire and power to fall upon everyone under the sound of my voice today. Not so that you can get a bigger platform, not so that you can draw people and attention to yourself, or that you can be somebody. No, that you can be empowered to reach and preach, come on, the gospel with boldness, with signs, wonders, come on, and miracles following. So that you can go to your workplace, so that you can go to your family, so that you can reach people in your neighborhood, so you can reach people in your Jerusalem, your Judea, and your Samaria, and your outermost parts. That's what we're going to pray for today. So Heavenly Father, I pray that as everyone under the sound of my voice right now, as they lift their hands, as they are in a posture of receiving, whatever that looks like with their hands lifted, their hand on their heart, maybe they're driving, they got their hands on the steering wheel, but they're in agreement with me right now. And they're saying, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm asking that you would open the windows of heaven over their lives. You would pour out your spirit, that you would touch them right now with a fresh fire, a fresh wind, and fresh boldness to come upon them today. Lord, grant them boldness that they may extend their hand and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with signs, wonders, and miracles following. Lord, that they would go into their workplace, that they would go back into their homes, that they would go back in their neighborhoods, that they would go back into where they are planted and where you have positioned them, and that they would proclaim with boldness Jesus Christ and him only. For you said that if I be lifted up, talking about Christ, if Christ be lifted up, then you would draw all men. The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power unto God and to all those that believe, Gentile and Jew. So, Lord, I thank you today. I receive it today for myself today. I receive it for this ministry today. Lord, that we may receive boldness to be a witness, boldness that we can stretch out and go beyond the borders in which you've given us, that we can reach those in our Jerusalem, our Judea, and our Samaria, and our uttermost. Lord, I thank you today that you are strategically leading people to harvest fields. Lord, as we lift up our, Lord, forgive us where we've had our eyes down. We've had our head down. We have been gripped by distractions and by things that, David said, turn my eyes from worthless things. Lord, things that have captured our hearts, captured our time, captured our energy, captured our witness. Lord, let us turn from these worthless things, lift up our eyes, lift up our heads, and see by the Spirit of God that the harvest is before us and that it is ripe and that it is white and that it is ready to be harvested. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're sending people to either sow, to water, or to see increase today. Oh, I felt something right there when I said that today, guys. Listen, I believe that with all my heart. There's people here all through this broadcast listening, watching. You're either going to go in places where you can sow seed. You're either going to water through intercession or through prayer, or you're going to see a harvest or all three right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, we receive this word today. We receive the boldness. We receive the power today. And Lord, I thank you today that signs, wonders, and miracles are going to manifest as we step out in faith and boldly proclaim that there is no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Listen, guys, God bless you and thank you for taking the time out today on this Wednesday to be a part of this broadcast. Again, we're going to sign off for today. We're going to take off tomorrow. We'll be back on here on Friday afternoon, and we will close out the week. And again, we will be off all next week as my family and I will be traveling down to Florida for just to take some time as a family vacation, much needed time of rest and relaxation. Our main website will still be going. We'll still be posting articles, but we will not be doing any broadcast that whole week, but we'll probably, on our Facebook page, wherever you guys follow us, Facebook, Twitter, be looking for, a lot of times throughout the week, we'll broadcast previously recorded broadcasts and we put them up. And again, guys, if you've got the app, if you simply go down to the podcast or to the YouTube channel, you're going to see every archive message right there. And you can easily, even in our main website, you can do that. You can find all these archive messages. You can pull them up at any time and be edified, be blessed, and be informed by our weekly podcast there. So, as always, guys, again, thank you so much. We're going to sign off for today. We'll be off tomorrow. We'll be back on here Friday, and we'll close out this week. So until then, guys, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.